You were asking about destiny. You were saying one devotee made a very elaborate arrangement to protect his house and his valuables to the extent of having some very sophisticated new computer alarm, so-called quote-unquote computer, foolproof computer alarm system. And then after he wasn't in his house for some time, then the Gundas broke in. they short-circuited the computer alarm system because maybe the Gundas are also have some pretty smart guys with them, IIT graduates or something. They're not just some sudras or some. And they went in and they ransacked the house and found what took whatever valuables they could. So it reminded me that my comment was that no matter what arrangement you make to protect yourself or save your things, ultimately it's your destiny whether you get robbed or not robbed or live a long life or a short life. It's all in Krishna's hands. You can't change the flow of fate. And Prabhupada told an interesting story. There were two dacoits, daco, and so many crimes and murders and everything. And then they were both getting very old and about to die. So they're very clever. They're very clever because they're thieves and robbers. So they have so many ideas to steal. So they said, "Oh, our end is near." And so they said, how will we avoid the Yamadutas? Because the Yamadutas will come and catch us. He said, no, when we're about to die and they're coming, we'll just cover ourselves with cow dung. We'll cover our whole bodies with cow dung or stool everywhere. So then the Yamadutas will come, oh, you stink too much. You know? The Yamadutas, they won't want to get their hands dirty. Says, "Oh, should we take him? No, he's too gundy at all. Let's go to the guy across the street. There's so many people we can pick up around here. So let's pick up that guy." So unfortunately, the Yamadutas didn't care about that. They went in with their ropes and they just yanked the soul out of the subtle body and carried that person to Pitri Loka and Yamaloka for the judgment and whatnot. So you can't change. That was just a funny story about you can't change your destiny. Because my friend was saying, he was about to rent a house on the fringe and border of Radhakund with his wife. He said, "I'm a little nervous about Gundas." I said, "Don't. Just depend on Radharani. Rake Krishna Marike, Mare Krishna Rake Ke." It's even so popular, it's in Prabhupada's shloka book. Prabhupada's a Bengali origin. But this is a Hindi phrase, Rake Krishna Marike, Mare Krishna Rake Ke. Krishna wants to, Rake, protect you, then no one can Mare, no one can kill you. It's interesting because the mother language is the Veda Mata. Veda Mata means Sanskriti, Sanskriti Mata. Sanskriti is the mother of all languages, and you see it everywhere if you go a little deep. Like we say, Maran means to kill someone or to die, mar and death. So in the English is the word mar. He was marred, M-A-R. M-A-R or marred means he was finished or he was killed. Mar means he was injured or he was seriously hurt. So the language is so much oneness there.